Yeah. Hey, oh, hold on 1 second. I want to get to one question. Just that, and then 2 minutes. It's question number two. To what degree is living a Christian life an individual endeavor? To what degree is it a congregational endeavor? Do you agree that Christianity is not just a set of ideas, but also a set of practices and relationships? And I think I just want to make one comment, and then we'll head. So the challenge with Zoom and our online worship is the relationships is really it's hard, you know. So I just encourage you to Galatians 6 verse 2, which says bear one another's burdens. That how do we do that over Zoom? You know.
Well, how do we do that if we don't have Zoom? I think that's a better question.
Yeah.
To me, the fact that I get to see everybody at least once a week for this, whether or not we have a drive in service or not, I just get to see some people and feel their presence. And to me, it's a question of if that's the best I can do each week, I better be doing it.
Yeah, I think it is the best we can do. I'm wondering if we can dig deeper, though, in a phone call. To really, how can we bear one another's burdens? The text there, bearing another's burden means not just being friends with someone because you agree with them on things. That text is asking us to actually be in relationships with people where it actually might hurt us.
I think you could do a whole study on that alone, Pastor.
Yep.
All right, we got to go.
See you guys. Drive safe. No tickets.
All right.
All right. Well, yeah. Any other comments on that? How is the Christian life an individual endeavor? And how is it a congregational endeavor? I'm worried that our country, our society is becoming more individualistic. How do we guard against that? Or do you agree with that? Is our country becoming more individualistic? Or are we community connected and connected with other human beings? Are we doing a good job of that right now?
Well, I think it's better the pandemic goes on, because I think people are trying to help each other more than they did before.
Yep.
I don't know. I see cults arising. So it's not the individual thing. It's really how people are assembling themselves with common needs or common beliefs. That's disturbing to me, because there's not just one humanity anymore.
Oh, okay. Wow. So in other words, people can have their offshoot group that really doesn't reflect a country or a community.
Kind of. Yeah, it's not just the individualism. It is really the groups that are starting to coalesce.
Good point. Yep. I hadn't thought of it that way, but I think there's some of that. Yep. So any other thoughts on that? The idea of relationship, that I think when I hear, I don't know if you talk to people at Peace, like how they miss church. But the thing that I commonly hear is people will say these two things I hear over and over again. What they miss are singing, music, and fellowship. I hear that all the time. So those two things. And I actually think it's not even those two things. It's both those two things are about relationships. That's the commonality of both. Is I think that's what is missing, is that relationship that you have with fellow people at the church. So comments on that. One of the thoughts in the article discussed that the little graces of like just touching someone or just having small talk, that those are kind of gone. If you think about that, small talk at church is really important, where you might just see someone out in the hallway and, you know, they kind of let loose on a struggle that's happening, or, you know, you're having a fellowship and man, someone's just got to unload on what's going on. And all that small talk is kind of taken out of our church right now. So
it's a way of expressing care. How you doing? You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Boy, I wish I could have, I wish we could go back to fellowship. That would just be, man.
Ugh. On the other hand, I think I've lost about 20 pounds since having fellowship. So I might miss the cookies.
Yeah. Man. Ugh. All right.